Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 29th day of Tishrei, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Dalad. As we explained previously, it's a mitzvah to bring on Yom Tov Shalmei Simcha. This is to fulfill the mitzvah of V'samachta B'chagecha, V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Our Mishnah is going to tell us here that you don't really have to bring extra karbonos for Shalmei Simcha, to fulfill the mitzvah of a samachta with meat, if you've already got enough meat from other karbonos that were brought. Says the Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael yotzin yedei chavosan, Yisraelim, people who are not kohenim, can fulfill their mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha banadorim uvanadoves, by having partaking of the meat of karbonos which are offered as gift offerings. Now, what that means is that people would make pledges to bring a korban throughout the year. And then when they came up to Yerushalayim for the regalim, for the Sholosh regalim, they would have the opportunity there to bring the korban, unless they came earlier. And when they bring their korban on Yom Tov, they can use the meat of that korban to make the simcha of Yom Tov. And they don't have to bring extra Shalmei Simcha. The Mishnah goes on further. Other types of karbonos that Yisraelim can have. Uva Masa Behema. Masa Behema is the tenth of the newborn animals. They used to march them one after another, and the tenth one that would come out of the stall, it's declared as Kodesh, as holy, and it goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim get to eat from it. So the meat from those karbonos can also be used for Shalmei Simcha. V'ha-koinim, if people like the koinim, how can they fulfill the mitzvah simcha? In addition, obviously, to what we said before, the nedarim nedarim, but they've also got the opportunity, b'chatos v'ashamos. They can eat the meat of a korban chatos or an asham, guilt offerings, sin offerings, which only the koinim can partake of. And when people who were coming up for the pilgrimage, Ola Regal, had to bring a sin offering then, as they came to Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim could use the meat of that Beis HaMikdash, of those Chatos and Ashamos, to fulfill the mitzvah of being happy in the festival. Samachta b'chakecha. Uva b'chayr. The Kohenim could also have the meat of a b'chayr, a b'chayr of a kosher animal, which only the Kohenim are allowed to partake of the meat. They can use that as well. Uva chazo, uva shoik. And also the breast and the right foreleg that the Kohenim received from a Korban Shlomim. Again, these are only gifts for a Kohenim. They can use that for their mitzvah of a Samachta during the Yom Tov of Pesach, Rosh Shavuos, or Sukkot. Aval lo be'ofos. But Kohenim cannot fulfill their duty with the meat of birds, fowl. Only birds you can offer are turtle, doves, and pigeons. They cannot be yotze with bird meat or fowl for the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. V'loi b'amnochis, nor can they be yotze with what's left over from the mincha, from the vegetarian meal offerings, because the simcha of the festival can only be with the meat of an animal. It has to be beef, it has to be a behema. Mishnah. We said earlier that there's no shiur min haTorah for how much or how expensive an oilus re'iyah has to be, or how much you'd have to spend, how many animals you bring as an oilus re'iyah being cited at the Beis HaMikdash. Or, for a Shalmei Chagiga as well, how much, what's the minimum shear? Midrabbanan, however, we explained there is a shear, a minimum that they said, machlok, as we had earlier on, Beis Shammai's Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, it's one ma'av for an oila and two ma'avs for the Chagiga, for the chagiga that was eaten by the people bring them up in the Yom Tov. However, as far as how much to bring, what's the recommendation? This will depend on two factors. One, the financial situation of the person bringing these karbonos, and two, how many mouths does he have to feed? As the Mishnah will explain now. Misha yesh la oichel merubim, a person who has a lot of mouths to feed, he's got a large family, so he'll need a lot of meat, edible meat, not things that just go up onto Hashem on the Mizbeach. Unechosim otim, but he doesn't have much finance, he doesn't have much resources. maybe shlomim merubim. So he would be, we recommend that he should bring a lot of shlomim, shalmei chagiga, to supply meat for the mouths of his family. And if he only has cholin, if he doesn't have any cholin, then he can use ma'isa sheni money. As we explained earlier on, as long as the initial amount of tumor is from cholin, is from things that have not yet been designated for mitzvahs, then you can supply the additional from cholin, from ma'isa sheni. That's fine. V'oilos mu'otos. But we would recommend such a person to not bring a lot of oilos. Oilos are burnt offerings, go completely up to Hashem, and no one gets to eat from it. So keep that to a minimum, because he can't afford much. Then you have a second type of person. Nechosim merubim v'oichlon ma'otin. He has a lot of money, always a lot of assets, but he doesn't have many mouths to feed. He's got a very small family. Well, such a person may be oilos merubos. Says the Mishnah, we recommend that he brings many oilos, because he's got plenty of money and they go up to Hashem. It's nice to have these gifts on the Mizbeach. Ushlomim mu'atin. But minimize the amount of shlomim, that's the edible karbonis. Why? Because he doesn't have that many mouths to feed. Vizeh vizeh mu'at. Then you have a person who has neither many mouths to feed, nor does he have much money. Alzeh ne'amar, for such a person, the minimum shear was given, ma'or kesef or shtei kesef, as we said earlier on. At least one ma'or kesef for the animal that's going to be the oilas re'iya, it's going to be totally burned, and two ma'or kesef for the shalmei chagiga, which is going to be eaten. And then you have zeva zemarubim, the fourth situation. The fourth scenario is where a person has plenty of money and plenty of mouths to feed as well. So such a person would bring, obviously, a lot of shlomim and a lot of oilos. Al zenemar, concerning such a person, the Torah says, ish kematnas yodoi kivirkas Hashem alakech Hashem aslach. Each one gives according to what the hand can afford, according to commensurate with the blessing that Hashem your God has given you.